Dear baptized, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Last Wednesday, we heard the announcement of the angel that Mary would be the mother of the one promised by the prophet Isaiah, that she would be the virgin that Isaiah spoke of, and that she would carry the Christ of God within her womb. The Word would become flesh and would dwell among us. Included in that good news, told by the angel Gabriel, was one more miraculous thing. The angel said that that Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, her relative, had conceived a son in her old age and now was in the sixth month of childbearing for a woman who was called barren. So God had done the impossible with Mary and with Elizabeth. So Mary, the handmaiden of the Lord, wanted to go see her cousin Elizabeth, who was with child now for 6 months. So listen to the text from Luke chapter 1 again. It happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby in her womb leaped, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Word, the voice, and me. Jesus is that Word of God, begotten of the Heavenly Father from eternity, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and tabernacling in Mary for 9 months. And when Mary visited Elizabeth, it is likely that it was a week or less since Jesus was conceived. Though our Lord may have been only the size of a grain of wheat or even a grain of sand in Mary's womb, he is the creating Word. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The Word became flesh. Jesus is true God and true man in two natures, yet in one person. On account of his personal union, as we call it, and communion of the natures, Mary, the most blessed virgin, did not conceive a mere ordinary human being, but a human being who is truly the Son of the Most High God, as the angel testified. He demonstrated that divine majesty when he was still in his mother's womb, that he was born of a virgin without violating her virginity. He had this majesty immediately at his conception in his mother's womb. So Jesus is the Word in the womb of Mary when she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. The Word, the voice, and me. John is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." The voice is the prophet of the Lord, promised through Malachi, who said, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way ahead of me." John is the voice whose conception also was miraculous, the child of his elderly parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth. Elizabeth had been pregnant for more than 6 months when Mary came to see her. And when she came into the house and greeted Elizabeth, Mary carries Jesus, the Word, and Elizabeth carries John, the voice. The house of Elizabeth therefore became a house of God, as Mary, Elizabeth, and John were blessed to be in the presence of the Lord God. All were filled with the Holy Spirit. Unborn John, already born from above, yet from his mother's womb, leaps for joy. Talk about children, infants, able to have faith. Well, here's one who's not even born yet, and he has faith. He recognizes who this is who has come into his presence, yet both of the children are still unborn. And so Elizabeth sang praises for the Lord and the mother of the Lord, and concerning Jesus, Mary sang what we call the Magnificat. My soul praises the Lord, magnifies the Lord. John is the voice. The Word was in the beginning, though he was conceived after the voice. Still, the voice was later, for the Word always precedes the voice. The Word was God, the Word is God. The voice was not, the voice is not. When asked, the voice says, I am not. But when asked, the Word says, I am. The Word is the only begotten Son of God, the Father eternal. The voice is the unborn Son of mortal man. The voice is conceived by the coupling of one man and one woman. The Word is conceived by the miraculous overshadowing of the Holy Spirit and one woman. The Word is the high priest and the Lord of priests. The voice is the Elijah come and the son of a priest. The Word enters the house of Mary, or the house, and Mary's word floods Elizabeth's son. The voice perceives the presence of the Lord and is moved. The true Word is now present in the house, and there is peace in Jesus. The faithful voice now hears the greeting, and John leaps for joy. As Paul's epistle to the Romans says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of life has come to the voice in the womb of Elizabeth. The voice then preaches his first sermon. It's a real kicker, you might say. He preaches that sermon to his mother, and she declares to Mary, for indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe inside me leaped for joy. The voice is born 3 months later, and in 3 decades is baptizing and preaching in the wilderness. The Word is born 9 months later, and in 3 decades is baptized by John and is tempted in the wilderness. The voice points people to Jesus and says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Word turns his face to the cross and says, behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be mocked and insulted and spit upon, and they will scourge him and put him to death. The Word must increase, the voice must decrease. The voice is stilled for a moment when beheaded by King Herod's men. He is a martyr on account of his steadfastness to the Word. The Word is silent for 3 days when Jesus is entombed, but he is no martyr because he gave his life and became obedient unto death. But John is alive in the paradise of the Lord and under his altar. And Jesus is alive in his paradise and enthroned at his ascension. The Word, the voice, and me. Well, not me, but me, you. Well, wait a minute. What about me? You forgot about me. Oh, yes. Well, concerning your conception, the Word of God has some things to say. We are all born of man and woman. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. And we also believe that we are, since the fall of Adam, all born into sin. According to the course of nature, we are conceived and born in sin. That is, men are full of evil lusts and inclination from their mother's wombs, and are unable by nature to have true fear of God and true faith in God. And moreover, this inborn sickness and heredity is truly sin and condemns us before the eternal wrath of God on all those who are not born again through baptism and the Holy Spirit. But, dearly beloved, I have good news for you. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy. You have been born again by water and his word, born again in holy baptism. So behold Jesus, the incarnate Word, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As St. Paul said, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You were bought with a price." It is Jesus who paid that price, and you belong to him. The voice spoke the word that brought you into the kingdom of God. Now, maybe you don't remember it, but these are the words the voice spoke. "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The voice speaks the word that cleanses you and keeps you in the gracious presence of the Lord God Almighty. You probably recall hearing these words, though. "Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." The voice speaks the word that sustains and feeds you in the Holy Supper, when the voice says, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for you." Now, it is true that if the voice that speaks the word does not proclaim the word, then that servant needs to be talked to. We got a problem. And that servant must be told to repent and confess the sins and be forgiven. And if that servant, that voice, will not repent, well, then we've got another problem, don't we? Or you, if you, either in a congregation or over the radio or television, if you continue to listen to a voice that is not the Word, well, then you will have your reward, and sadly, both you and your children will suffer the consequences. But the voice still cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And the voice still accomplishes his purpose, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The voice, the word, and me? Well, we stand here tonight singing the praise to God in this place, here in the presence of the Word made flesh. Amen.